born one in heaven means the appearing of divine truth. The wailing tribes of earth mean all the elements of what is true and good, or of faith and love. The Lord's coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory means his presence in the Word and revelation. The clouds refer to the literal meaning of the Word, and the glory to the Word's inner meaning. The angels with a trumpet and a loud voice mean heaven, which is where divine truth comes from. This enables us to see what these words of the Lord mean. They mean that at the end of the church, when there is no longer any love and therefore no longer any faith, the Lord will open the Word by disclosing its deeper meaning and will reveal the heavenly contents hidden within it. The particular hidden contents to be disclosed in the pages that follow have to do with heaven and hell and with our own life after death. Church people these days know practically nothing about heaven and hell or their life after death, even though there are descriptions of everything available to them in the Word. In fact, many who have been born in the church deny all this. In their hearts, they are asking who has ever come back to tell us about it. To prevent this negative attitude, especially prevalent among people who have acquired a great deal of worldly wisdom, from infecting and corrupting people of simple heart and simple faith, it has been granted me to be with angels and to talk with them person to person. I have also been enabled to see what is in heaven and in hell, a process that has been going on for 13 years. Now I am being allowed, therefore, to describe what I have heard and seen in the hopes of shedding light where there is ignorance and of dispelling skepticism. The reason this kind of direct revelation is taking place today is that this is what the coming of the Lord means. Chapter 1, Sections 2 through 6. The Lord is God of Heaven, Section 2. First and foremost, we need to know who the God of Heaven is, since everything else depends on this. Throughout the whole of heaven, no one is acknowledged as God of heaven except the Lord. Angels say what he himself taught, namely, that he is one with the Father, that the Father is in him and he in the Father, that anyone who sees him sees the Father, and that everything holy emanates from him. John 10, verse 30 and 38, 14, verses 9 through 11, and 16, verses 13 through 15. I have often talked with angels about this, and their consistent testimony has been that in heaven they cannot divide the divine into three, because they both know and perceive that the divine is one, and that this one is in the Lord. They have also told me that when people arrive from earth with the idea of three divine beings, they cannot be admitted to heaven. This is because their thinking vacillates between one opinion and the other, and in heaven they are not allowed to think three and say one. In heaven, people actually speak directly from their thought, so that we have there a kind of thoughtful speech or audible thought. This means that if people have divided the divine into three in the world, and held a separate image of each one without gathering and focusing these three into one, they cannot be accepted. In heaven, there is a communication of all thoughts, so if people arrive who think three and say one, they are recognized immediately for what they are and are sent away. Still, it needs to be realized that in the other life, any people who have not put good in one compartment and true in another, who have not separated faith from love, accept the heavenly concept of the Lord as God of the universe once they have been taught. It is different, though, with people who have separated their faith from their lives, that is, who have not lived by the guiding principles of true faith. Section 3. If people within the church have ignored the Lord and recognized only the Father and have closed their minds to other thoughts, they are outside heaven. Since they do not receive any inflow from heaven, where the Lord alone is worshipped, they gradually lose their ability to ponder the truth of one thing after another. Eventually, they either become speechless or inarticulate,